Welcome to Will It Game, the podcast about pitching crappy board games from one board family. As always, I'm Ryan Gutowski, joined today by...
Rick White.
That's right. It's been like 2 weeks or so since we've done a Will It Game. Are you ready? Do you have a title, an A-list game?
Yeah, the creative juices are flowing, man. They're flowing strong.
Nice, nice. We have a guest judge with us, Mr. Danny Devine. How are you doing today, Danny?
I'm doing great so far.
Excellent, excellent. So, Danny, tell us what you do in the board game space and maybe some of the games that people might know that you've created.
Well, you kind of hinted at it. I design board games, and the ones that I have so far that you might have heard of are Ghost Love Candy, Topiary, Harvest Dice, and let's see, Circle the Wagons, Sprawlopolis. Those are probably the main ones that are out at the moment.
Yeah, those are all fantastic games, man. It's very good stuff. You and I actually interacted after we ran our review of Harvest Dice last year, and it was, I think, a photograph that we did in our garden that you had reached out. You were like, "Hey, can I grab that photo?" I was like, "Yeah, definitely."
Yeah, it's the background on my computer. So
that's awesome.
Oh, snap!
Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah, Harvest Dice is so much fun. We take that anytime we travel. Probably 3 weeks ago, we were playing it at a Wendy's where my in-laws live. And so we were hanging out and playing that.
Your in-laws live at a Wendy's?
Yes, they do. And don't talk to them about it because, Ryan, it's a sore subject for Ryan.
All right, I'm just making sure.
They smell like fryer grease a lot.
It's actually wonderful. And bacon.
That's true. They do smell like Baconators. Anyway, so how this show works is we are going to pitch you two board game pitches, and you are going to give us feedback, maybe give some ideas of how we can make it better, or just tell us that they are absolutely terrible. And then you're going to pick the least crappy board game pitch out of the two. The theme that you picked was Mexican food, which I think is really cool. That's a different theme than we've had in the past, and I think Rick and I have some decent games to pitch to you.
Awesome. Looking forward to it. Mexican food is my favorite food on the planet. I would eat tacos every night if it was socially acceptable.
Oh, it is. And
it is. It is in Rick's life.
Yes.
So, Rick, you want to go first, sir?
Yeah, I can go first. Now, I will go ahead and say mine might be a little bit controversial because I don't know how well it fits into the realm of Mexican food because it's based on Taco Bell. My game is called Fast Food Menu Master. Now, I love Taco Bell personally. I do consider myself a bit of a taco snob, but I will grab some Taco Bell any day of the week. But if I'm honest, I have to admit that most of their food is just the same ingredients kind of put together in different ways. Well, somebody has to have the job of coming up with that stuff, so I've decided let's make a party game out of it. So you and up to seven other people are product developers at Burrito Ball or Burrito Brass Clanger, whichever one we decide sells better. Because you can't just say Taco Bell, right? And then we've got some decks of cards that have some generic descriptions, kind of like you see on Taco Bell menu items. So you might have spicy, maybe you've got meaty, or maybe even mostly digestible. On a turn, a player who is the judge flips over three of those description cards and then three ingredients cards. And the other players have 2 minutes to develop a product and a campaign that uses those ingredients and tries to use as many of those descriptors as possible. It can go into as much depth as desired, but you do have to have the menu item fully described, but you can also have maybe a catchphrase, maybe the commercial, a special wrapper, or maybe a side item that comes with it. Who knows? They all pitch those different ideas. The judge determines which item they like best and awards peppers as points to whoever gets first, second, and third. And everybody also gets a pepper based on how many of the descriptors that the judge feels that they accurately used. And during the game, every player also has a That's Hot card that they can award to any pitch that is occurring that is on a turn when they are not the judge. So if you really like something somebody said, you can give them that, and it's worth two peppers. Play lasts for one or two rounds, depending on the number of players. So, or at least like each person is judged once or twice. And the player that ends with the most peppers wins. Now, of course, it's me. I've already got expansions in the works, and so the name of my expansion would be Health Code Violations. And this is strange ingredients that normally should not be added to food.
Okay.
Perhaps roadkill, perhaps things found in the break room that have been sitting in there for 3 weeks, different things like that. This will add a little bit to the fun, add a little bit to the madness, and add a little bit to the salmonella count. So that is Fast Food Menu Master.
Mm.
Well, I mean, you came around on me because as soon as you started with Taco Bell, you're kind of right. I fall into that snob category, so I usually don't eat a Taco Bell. I used to a lot though when I was in high school. So
yeah, I'm still a high schooler at heart, unfortunately.
There you go. But when you started pitching the game mechanics, it kind of was giving me like a snake oil vibe, or but wait, there's more. And I do have a lot of fun with those games, and you're right. Like, there would be a great challenge in trying to come up with a new dish, and that is what Taco Bell excels at, by putting Doritos on the outside and all sorts of ridiculous things they do to try to get people to come eat their food.
Mm.
So it's got potential.
Sweet. You know what? That's what I've been hearing all my life, so I'm glad that I can continue the trend.
30-something years of hearing that same thing.
He's still one day it'll come through.
So my game is called Too Many Chilies. This is a bluffing and deduction game, and it plays in about 20 minutes. It's kind of a filler game. You've got 3 to 5 players working as line cooks in a Mexican restaurant. Players each start with 2 cards, and each turn they're given the choice of either playing a card from their hand or drawing a card from the ingredient deck. I haven't really figured out if there's going to be a hand limit or not. Maybe if there is a hand limit, maybe 4 cards. An order card will tell everyone how hot the order should be. Sometimes it'll be 3 chilies, or maybe it'll be a range of chilies like 5 to 6. Players pull a card, or they place a card for that order. They place that card face down. Players can choose to pass, which means that they're done contributing to the dish that they're all collectively making. Or they can yell order up when it's their turn. Now, you got to be careful, because when you yell order up, you better know that the amount of chilies that you need to win the award for this dish is there. Otherwise, if you don't have the amount of chilies, or you go over the number of chilies, you actually get penalized. 2 strikes and you're let go from the kitchen. Now, yelling order up ends the round, and then that player turns all the cards over for that dish. If it meets the chili requirement, they get that award, and then if you're wrong, that's a strike against your record. Now, players are passing to push their opponents to serve a dish that's too spicy, and when everybody passes, the last player has to serve the dish, even if they don't think they should. And that was Too Many Chilies.
Okay. So, yeah, like, I can picture that game, like, you know, working right out the gate. Like, it sounds like it's simple enough as far as like how the game flows that I can picture it flowing. My only criticism here is that I think that theme of working to make sure the dish is the right level of spicy would lend more towards like making chili or making like Thai food, because whenever I go to Thai food, they always ask, and how spicy would you like it?
Gotcha.
And you give them this number, and some reason me telling them a 3 means something very specific to the cooks, you know what I mean? But with Mexican food, usually it's up to you. Usually they bring it out, and then they bring the salsas, and you decide how spicy it is.
That's true. That's very true.
So let's call Ryan's game broken and go ahead and award me the win. Let's.
There are some authentic Mexican restaurants where you can ask for more spice. So maybe it's not chilies. Maybe it's jalapenos. Maybe we change it a little. So
I think what you should be shooting for is the tie-in with the restaurant chilies, and this is just a game that sits at every table and that you can play it while you're waiting on your food.
Other than it being absolutely disgusting after a week at the restaurant, I think that would be pretty awesome if there was a little, like, 10-minute game that was a version of Love Letter sitting at every booth in a Chili's. That would be amazing.
We'll definitely need to cover them in some sort of you know, not just sleeving will not work. Triple sleeving cards. And
yeah,
they figured it out for their menus, right? They wipe those down so they can,
that's
they
true.
Can do it. They can do a small deck of cards and wipe them down.
You could do plastic decks of cards. They've got they've got poolside Uno now. So
yeah, too many Chili's. Brought to you by Chili's.
Yeah, Danny, those are two awful pitches of games. And now it's your job as our guest host to decide which one is the least crappy.
Okay, you say awful, and to be fair, and I don't want to boost your egos too much, but they weren't as awful as I was expecting when I gave you the theme and I was told up front that they would be really crappy. Because I could actually see, I'm picturing, like, if you got the Taco Bell license, I could see, like, a Cards Against Humanity-style snake oil game at Target with the Taco Bell logo on it. I could see that working. And, you know, yes, like, with too many Chili's, especially if you could tie it in, like, I like the marketing things that you guys are tying into your game.
Yeah.
We're really in it for the money, is really the truth about our game design.
That's why I've pitched 62 bad ideas, hoping that one would get picked up.
Yeah, that's how it works. You just eventually someone just says, yeah, that one's good enough.
Sweet.
There you go.
Okay, so if I have to pick a winner, I think that although I think I would rather play Too Many Chili's, I think the fast food menu would be a better seller.
Sweet. Okay.
For a full package of everything, I'd have to go with fast food menu.
Yeah.
Nice. Good job, Rick.
Yes, yes. It's the dreams of, you know, always wanting to work at Taco Bell have already come through.
I'm sure you could still live out that dream if you really wanted to.
Yeah. Ryan, can your parents that live at Wendy's maybe hook me up with Taco Bell?
Like, I'm sure they know one another. Yeah.
Okay.
They'll just give a call to the boss. So.
Okay.
Well, cool.
Hook up.
Danny, thank you so much for coming on the show. Now, Danny, tell the listeners where they can find you online, where they can find your games, and where they can find your, you know, the things that you're doing and publishing.
Okay. Yeah. Mostly I'm active on Twitter. And my handle there is 3D Divine. That's 3DDEVINE. And I use the same handle on BoardGameGeek, and I love talking about board games on either one of those platforms. And then as far as the stuff I'm working on is, I'm going to be really bad at plugging myself because I have zero actual dates, but I've got some more stuff coming up with Button Shy tied in with the Circle of the Wagons, Sprawlopolis family. So if you're a fan of either of those, stay tuned because we've got more stuff in the works. And then with Gray Fox Game, I got a Gray Fox Games, the ones that did Harvest Dice, I've got it's a small card game called Dragon Fruit that'll be coming out soon. I believe that'll be later this year. And then right now I'm working on wrapping up the artwork I'm doing for a game called Kohaku, which is about making beautiful koi ponds I'm working on with Gold Seal Games. And that will be, we're working on building up towards a Kickstarter for that one, which should be pretty soon.
Very cool. That looks like a beautiful game. I saw your tiles just the other day. You're showing off just the tile, the way the tiles, the production of the tiles, they look really nice. So.
Oh yeah, the 3D looking ones did you see that one? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. Excellent. Danny, thank you so much for coming on the show. And for you, the listener, be sure to stop by facebook.com/oneboardfamily. And there at the top of the page, you'll be able to vote for your favorite of these two pitches. So which one do you choose? Fast Food Menu Master or Too Many Chili's? Be sure to vote and give us feedback if you like the show. The best thing that we can get from you is by sharing this podcast. So be sure to share it, whether it's on Spotify or the RSS feed, or just share oneboardfamily.com. We greatly appreciate it. And until next time, we'll see you at the table.
Punchboard Media,
where we all
bring something
to the table.
Pull up a chair
at punchboardmedia.com.